This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here are two words you might be hearing a lot in the coming year: Android Silver. Google has succeeded almost too well in giving away its Android operating system. So Android Silver, reports have it, will be part of a grand Google plan to get Android back. Dan Bobkoff reports.
When you buy an Android phone, like say a Samsung Galaxy S5, at that moment, Google doesn't make a penny. Google just wants you to use Gmail and its search engine and look at ads.
And they get paid by those brand advertisers. That's really how they make money from Android.
Brian Blau is a research director at Gartner. Giving it away for free got Android on lots and lots of devices and now dominates the smartphone market. But lately, some of those phone manufacturers haven't been playing along with Google's plan.
So Samsung has a lot of apps that would compete directly with some of the apps that from Google themselves.
Companies like HTC and Samsung give Android extreme makeovers, their own look, feel, even services that take a bite out of Google revenue. Amazon's Android-based devices cut Google out completely. This, obviously, is bad for Google.
Without being able to monetize it, you know, it makes it slightly pointless.
Nick Spencer is with ABI Research. He says Google has lost control of Android. Fourth quarter last year, he says 50 million Android devices shipped that have no benefit to Google. This is why reports say Google is working on a program called Android Silver, new phones that meet its standards for design and interface and services. They would get priority for new features, and Google hopes put an end to all the fragmentation. Spencer says this could force many manufacturers to toe the Google line.
Certainly the weaker brands, through competitive pressure, will probably have to adopt Android Silver.
But he says one day this could drive powerful manufacturers like Samsung to adopt their own operating systems that they can control. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.